Okay. The first thing I want to do is basically have you try these in-class statements. So I want to make sure you're comfortable with if statements. And this is one way of doing that. Okay, so I have got set up here a description of what is called employee copy, which is a sample that Oracle provides. And it's got some numeric fields, some character fields, and there is the data down below that goes with that description. And again, this is one that Oracle provides. What I want you to do, and there are just four problems here, is play computer. So I want you to go in and look at each of these queries and tell me what would be produced. So I'm going to give you a few minutes to do that, and then we're going to go over it. So just go in and do query one, look at the data, and if I had typed this in, what records would be produced? Okay, this is a pass-in, so you can pass it in. You can work on it with the person next to you if you want to, or you can work on it alone. I don't care. But I want you to go through, and there's four problems, just to make sure you're comfortable with the if statements. The where statement, rather. I'll have you do this quite a lot, periodically, play computer, because essentially playing computer means that you understand it and you can process it the way the computer would process it. So that's what I am looking for you to do. And this was at my page. And as I said, you're welcome to work with somebody or work alone. I don't care. On the second one, I think there's quite a few that meet the criteria. So you can type like the first two records in entirety, and then you can just type the person's name on the other records, because there's a couple, there's multiple records there, so just type the name to indicate you know that record is. On the first one, I managed to do it right. I did this through PuTTY. And I managed to do it right. On the second one, I had to go into the editor and edit it. So notice that I ran it by using a slash. I didn't need the two SQLs there. I just had happened to hit enter. So I had to go into the editor, edit it in the buffer, and then write it from there, which gave me the slash. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm assuming we're not putting like what would output, right?
Yeah, I wanna see what would output. I want to actually write out the results that the computer would give you, huh?
So you want to just like copy that and just write?
Yeah, except that I'm not sure I asked for all of the record, the fields, so you, you need to maybe take some fields out, but yes, I wanna see the whole thing. This one has only a few in the answer, this has multiple, so I said do the whole thing for the first two, and then you can just write the person's name. Because this one has multiple, so rather than write it out, but I just like you to write the first line all the way, and then just write the person's name. And you're actually going to send this to me, so. The main reason for that is some of the at-home people have to send it to me. Questions? Questions? Okay. I'm gonna actually go over these a little bit of putty today, so that may help, but yes. 2 o'clock today, work or not? So the problem is I go from class to class to class until 2 o'clock. That's why I said 2 o'clock. You know, there's 10 minutes between classes, but that's, you know. You can talk to Eric and find out if he can meet with you sometime. Eric,
yes.
He needs some help with putty and that sort of thing. Would you feel comfortable enough helping him?
Yeah, putty.
Okay. So you and he can figure out a time, because he's my SI. Okay?
Thank you. No problem.
Because I go right straight through the dual class.
Okay.
The
classes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Whenever I try to sign in, I just adapt this and answer something close to that.
Your putty.
That's only what I was standing for.
Yeah, we're good.
You know, this one you're really not doing using the computer anyway, because I doubt if you have this database out there. If you do, I don't know whether you have it, but I still don't want you to use it anyway, even if you have it, because I want you to play computer. Okay, so this one, you don't need Oracle turned on or anything. I just want you to play computer. So I'm saying, select those fields from that file, and I gave you the file up above, where department equals 10, and so you're going to go and figure out all of the department 10s and look at them for salary. So you're playing computer, and you're going to just write out the answer as if you were the computer. So you're not using Oracle, you're playing computer.
You just
have
to like do
it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I just want, because if you can do what the computer did, then you would do, then you understand it.
Right.
Okay? If you type it in and the computer does it, then who knows whether you understand it. Okay, and then I've got a question over there. Yep.
Where are you?
Okay. Go to my website.
Just go back. email with the file. So the record is in the file, so then we can go to whatever. Mayor Perry's, and I said I wanted to play computer, so look at the data. This one from what? Some of the areas. Yes, you've already taken one from there. Okay, that's you said it there, that's
Yeah.
That's fine. So yes, but what you're doing is playing computer. So you want to go back and look at the data and say, I need all the records for the department on research as a salary for $1,500. So I'll go back and look at the first record, department on the handbook. So I have to keep going down till I find the department number 10, and then I check to see if the salary is greater than $1,500. It is, so that record will show up. And we don't know whether or not it will go down. But yes, for now, they're supposed to work, and it's always going to push it down, so it will be over. So then what you're doing is going into a Word document, and writing out information for those two. That's fine. Just whatever you want to do to send it to me. Yes, you can do, you can make your answer right on the example, or you can have a separate Word document. It doesn't matter.
You have to keep on here twice.
Pardon me?
You have to keep on here twice with the exact same records.
Did I put it on twice?
Yeah, Mr. Allen and Ward are here and they have the exact same records. Mr. Allen Ward, Smith, and
Oh, neat. I don't quite know how I did that, but congratulations to me. Okay, there's Smith and 7-3, yeah. Apparently, somehow, I managed to get some duplicate records. Didn't even notice it.
First, like,
so, if they show up twice, then they are produced twice. Yeah, so it's a copy and paste. But apparently, I don't quite know how I did that, but I was very, some point or other, I apparently played with this file and got the wrong things in there. So apparently Smith, Allen, and Ward are the three that are in there twice. As I said, I have no idea. At some point in life, notice this is called employee copy. So maybe I was doing something with employee
Smith,
copy.
Allen, Ward, Jones, and Martin.
Well, it doesn't mess up what you're doing. It just means you get to copy and paste if the person appears there twice. Questions, anybody, or can you follow along what I want you to do? Has everybody got number one done?
Sort of.
I'm just trying to get
get myself organized. Sorry.
Okay, you don't have to be an oracle for this at all. This is totally just plain computer. So all you need is the Word document, and you can write the answer underneath here or write the answer on a separate sheet of paper. Doesn't matter what you want to do. But you're basically trying to play computer. And so, pardon me? Yeah. And it's this right to will of only two. It's that one right there. Okay. And so what you're doing... Oh, good. There it is. This is the description of the table. These are the records. And as somebody pointed out, I've got Smith... Alan Ward in there apparently twice, but anyway, that doesn't matter, we won't worry about it.
Okay.
If I didn't make it a primary key, it's not going to matter. So, those are my records. Now, if you scroll down over, this is number one, and it says, show me the employee number, the employee name, job manager, salary, commission, department number from that table, where department number equals 10 and salary is greater than 1500. So you're going to start, and you're going to look for all of the ones that have a department of 10. And if they have a department of 10, then you're checking to see if the salary is greater than 1500. And if they are, you're just going to write out the information I asked for, employee number, employee name, job, etc. And so you're going to write out the record the way the computer would. So that's why I call it your plain computer, because you're going to give me the results that you wouldn't get if you ran it. I'm going to stop a minute, and I'm assuming that most people have got one done. And I'm going to go into PuTTY and do it, and talk about a little bit how you can go into PuTTY. Okay, so if I want a Word document in the background. Okay, so I can go in to CIS software, and I can select PuTTY. Okay, so that gives me access to PuTTY. And then when I come here, I am going to change the colors, because I'm going to be bringing it up on your computer, on this board, and the black does not work well. So I've got CISWeb, bristolcc.edu, and I'm changing the colors. So I want to make a foreground of black and a background of white. So I'm saying the background, and I'm modifying it and making it white. And did I just do that? I think I did. And the foreground, I'm going to modify and make black. Okay. And then I'm saying open it. And so I'm getting it in the colors that I want. And where did I lose this? There it is. Okay, so I'm logging in. Okay, so what do I type here?
SQL+12c.h.
Yep, SQL plus 12c dot sh, right? And that's in the list of instructions under week one. Okay. So I used my Linux password to get into Linux. And now I am putting up this password, saying I want to run this script. And hit enter. And now it's asking for my username. And it is asking for... my password. And I'm into SQL. Okay? So now I'm into SQL. And that was my username and my password. And that got me in and got me the SQL prompt. I have found that if I make a mistake at this point, sometimes even when I do it right, it doesn't work. So if you find that also, just go back and start all over again. Okay, and I found I've had to do that a few times. If I put in the wrong password here, and then it comes back and I do it again, sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. So if you find that it's not working, you can go. Okay, now sitting here, I can say select asterisk from cat, meaning catalog. And if I type in select asterisk from cat, it will give me a list of all my tables. Okay, so select asterisk from cat gets me a list of all of my tables. And you'll get to a point where you're not going to be remembering what you called all the tables, so that's a good thing to know. And someplace in here, I actually have that command. Yes, there it is. Okay, so select asterisk from cat gets me cat being catalog. So select asterisk from cat will show me all of my tables. And it shows me the name and the type. So it actually shows me everything that I have out there. When we get into scripts and everything, you'll see those as well. But for now, we're just doing tables, so we see the name of the table and the fact that it is a table. So it's giving you the name and the type. Okay? So that's a good command to know. Okay, so now the first thing that I did was I want to do that first query. Okay. So I'm going to say select employee number, employee name, job, manager, what else did I ask for? Salary, commission, and department number. From employee copy, where manager is greater than 7782, and, or, wait a minute, I'm doing the wrong one. I'm actually, you want to do this one, sorry about that. Where department number, where department number equals 10 and salary greater than 1500. And those are the two records that you should have gotten. Okay, so that's the answer to number one. Those are the two records that you should have gotten from number one. Okay, is everybody comfortable with what I did so far? So I just sat here, and at the SQL prompt, I typed in the select statement with the fields that I wanted to see from the name of the table that I'm looking at, and department number equal to 10, and salary greater than 1500, and that gave me those results. Questions up to this point? Okay.
I still can't log in to see plus.
You still can't log in to it.
I was at IT this morning and can't quite figure it out.
Oh, good. Do you want to move and sit next to somebody?
Yeah, maybe so.
If you come sit next to him or something, yeah.
Do you care if we just wrote out null for the blank ones, or do you want us to like keep blank?
Say that again.
For the ones where they're like, is it anything to type in the answer? Do you want us to write null or leave it blank?
Leave it blank.
Okay.
If you type null, that's fine, because that's what's in there, but I just would leave it blank, okay? Okay, so now the second one. I'm going to make a mistake on this one. So I'm taking employee number, and I'll probably make one even without trying, but anyway. Okay, so I put this in, it's coming back and giving me an error, and actually eventually it will give me two errors because I typed EMP name instead of E name and clerk is not in quotes, okay? So I've got a couple of errors there. So I can hit edit and the editor comes up. So I'm going to go into the editor, and I'm going across by hitting the arrow that goes over to this. And I am taking out the EMP because I know that's wrong and making it an E. And then I'm going down, and I'm going over with the arrow again, and I'm inserting a quote in there because that was the other question, is I didn't put quotes around that. Okay. Then when I'm done with that, at least what I do is the control O for write out. Okay, so I hit the control O for write out. Then it comes back and says it's in the buffer, it's written in the buffer. I hit enter and then I hit exit. So I hit Control X and I exit. Okay, you can stop saving the notes and good. You've saved the notes. That's just what I wanted to see. Okay. There, finally. And then when I hit a slash, whoops, I have no idea what it's doing now, but it's madly saving notes. Okay. When I hit a slash here, it will execute, and those are the names that I should get. So there are 8 records. Notice Smith and Jones show up twice. So there's really only 6 records because Smith and Jones show up twice. But that is the second one. Okay. So that's how I went in and edited. I hit edit. I went over there. I made the changes that I wanted to make, and I hit Control O that wrote it to the buffer. And then after it got to the buffer, I just hit Enter, and then I needed to get out of the editor, so I hit Control X to get me out of the editor. Okay? And now I have it, and when I came back, I hit the slash to execute. Okay, and that's the answer that I should have gotten. And again, Smith and Jones were in there twice, and I didn't even notice it, so they're showing up twice, so you can just copy and paste that. And then the other 4 are unique. Okay. Questions? Did that help a little bit with the editor?
Yeah, because it was really... pulling my hair out last night
trying to
get stuck in there, and I just...
It's terrible.
Like 3 hours later, I was ready to put my computer out the window.
or at least Oracle.
I'll be honest with you, it really kind of sent me back. Trying to finish the assignments.
Oh, yeah. No, the editor is not, shall we say, user-friendly.
Right, and I have I was practicing with that donor list. I must have, 5 or 6 donor tables.
Okay.
I've got to go back and try to fix that, you know.
Right.
I'm just used to Nano at this point.
Pardon?
I'm just used to Nano.
You say that?
I'm used to Nano.
Okay. Okay. Well,
it's not good though.
You're a minority of one. Okay, the rest of us are looking at that editor and saying, yuck. And it is. Yeah.
So, do you already have a file written out, or do you just do that after you, quit me?
I already have a file created. This is actually an Oracle file. That I think if you go online and look for, you can actually find. But it's a file that Oracle created. But I'm showing you the description, I'm showing you the data, so you can actually go and make it if you wanted to make it. Okay. How about 3 and 4? Have people done 3 and 4? Okay, then I'm going to give you a few more minutes to do 3 and 4. And then we'll run those up here as well. Yeah.
I can't get in on my...
You can't get into... Okay, full putty?
No, it's not really...
Okay, wait a minute. Have you downloaded it?
Yep.
Okay. What? Okay, but what you would have to be using the password lock and the password that you came up with when you downloaded it, whatever password and username you gave it. If you decide to download this, it's going to give you information, and I don't remember what it is because I did it 2 years ago. But it's giving you information about your username and password and letting you pick those or else use their default. I've actually bought a new computer, and I'm going to have to load it down this weekend. So I will try to take notes, huh? Horrible.
Yes.
I know. I've done it. Every time I get a new computer, I have to do it, and then So I'm going to do it this weekend, and I will write out my instructions. Yes, so absolutely. So I'll write out my instructions as I go. But, pardon me?
So I'm using which password? Your password?
Okay. That's the password. Oh, that's fine.
relative and like, but it doesn't show, for some reason, it doesn't show as you're going along.
Oh, man.
Okay, I said SQL, Box, okay. If you go back to week one, it tells you the commands that you need. So you put in your username, the login screen, your username, and your Linux password. Then you type the SQL plus 12c.sh.
I'll be better in the Nancy questions the next time. After I've actually gone through the install and remember where, but there are instructions. Did you find them from that somebody did? Okay. As well. And all of this steps are in here. Okay, so you're in there. So now you're making SQL. SQL plus.
And then I was
the assignment that you're working on now, you don't have to be in SQL.
Oh, yeah.
It won't do you any good to be in SQL because you don't have the table. I have the table, so it does me good to be in SQL. But unless you want to create the table, feel free, then it's not going to do you any good to be in SQL. Okay? And I've actually given you enough information that you can create the table if you want to.
Yeah, that's true.
No? Has anybody got 3 and 4 done? Okay. This was not my plan to spend the whole hour on this, but that's all right. We'll do that. You mean the computer is faster than you are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No worries.
What?
How do you get into putty through this computer?
You have to download putty.
Okay.
Okay. And it's a free download. And then you can get in. I'm not sure what version. Somebody asked me that question, and I went in and figured out what version I had. But anyway, you can go on here and figure out what version they have if you bring up PuTTY here and then go into, either what's it about or the about thing. It will tell you what version we have here. Okay.
Okay.
So did you all get number two right? Between three and four, the parentheses. Okay, so with the parentheses, does department number have to be true?
No.
On this one, with the parentheses, does department number have to be 20?
Yes.
Down here, does department number have to be 20?
No.
No. Okay, because ands are resolved before ors. So what we have here is department number 20 and either of those things. Don't care which one, either of them. But down here, because the ands are resolved first, we have department number 20 and null. Both have to be true. Or sal greater than 1500. So anything with a sal greater than 1500 is going to show up. Yeah, Carol.
I'm just curious about the end drives. Have we got that problem resolved? Is anybody missing anything on the end drive?
We haven't gone.
We have found this.
You are missing stuff?
Yep.
So when did you copy it?
About 20 minutes ago.
And now it's not there?
It's not there. I just moved from that computer to this one, and it's not there.
They said a lot of people were coming to the help desk and complaining.
Yeah,
about
I'm going to call you again right now.
You know, it's not just my classes. Apparently, they're getting random people.
Right, right. So I just wanted to make sure that,
you know, and it's still a problem.
So just the fact that he just moved from there to there is a big
problem. Tells you that it's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So for you that did number three, how many are you getting?
146.
For number three?
Yeah.
I got three.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, yeah. Are you counting the duplicates? Mm.
I got three. Well, let me try running it in PuTTY again, but I'm sure I got the same answer. Okay, so I'm saying select. Okay, what did I type in this time? Oh, I typed department 10 instead of department 20. You're right, it's a pain in the neck. People tell me they get used to it. Okay, so now I have a problem. Select. I've got a 2 in there somehow that I managed to get. Control O, enter, Control X. Yeah, I'm getting 3, and one of them is Jones being duplicated. And apparently there's nobody that didn't have both the commission null and the salary greater than 1500. So they're all Department 20, and as it turns out, they all have both true, but that wouldn't have to be true because I've got an OR there. So I've got either comm or salary would have done it. No, there's a few that aren't null. Oh, every single 20 is.
Every single 20 is.
So then I really didn't need the second part. Right?
You didn't, but...
So now if I go back in and I edit this again, and I take out the parenthesis... I ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, two of which are duplicates. Allen and Jones are showing up there twice. So everything with the 20 has to have a commission of null. And they do. And everything, or I need salary greater than 1500. So anything that doesn't have a department 20 is going to have a salary greater than 1500. So those are all greater than 1500. Because that's saying department number is 20 and it's null. So I've got a bunch of those. Or salary is greater than 1500 and I've got a bunch of those.
I'm stuck on number 3.
Yeah, we have 4.
Okay. I have
4, not 3.
Okay. I'm going to put my money on the computer.
Do select all.
Yeah,
I don't trust your table there.
Well, my table is the same one I gave you, buddy. So what do you want me to do?
Select all.
Select all?
Yeah, please. I want to see
those. Yeah, I bet it's results.
Why would it tell me anything? I already have that, but anyway. 17 rows selected.
Is one of them Adams?
Yeah.
Or
about Ford?
Okay, so now let's go back and say select asterisk from employee code copy. Notice I can write it all on one line if I feel like it. Where department number equals 20. Okay, so there are three people with 20.
Up to six.
No, there's six.
Six, yeah, sorry.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, they, none of them have permission. That's why it doesn't make sense.
Wait a minute. This is where I want to be, and this is where I want to be down here or something. Okay. So those are all 20. And commission, you're right.
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
Hmm.
I don't trust
you. Okay. Yeah, no, I have to admit that that... Okay, select asterisk from employee copy where commission equals null. No rows selected.
Oh, that one makes sense.
Yeah.
Try to...
Does that need...
Good question.
Try no quotes.
No, I will. I'm getting there. Interesting. No, it's not a zero, or it would show.
Well, there is one zero.
Yeah, I think what you're saying.
Let's try it. I like that. So what do you want me to type?
Is null. Like, type it out.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
That only got one, though.
No, 10.
10. All right, you're right. Okay.
Wow.
I think I'm supposed to have known that.
Well, he's figuring it out.
I think MySQL equals works, but for this, it has to be is.
Is, okay. Yeah. So is null. Interesting.
What he is, you're using MySQL.
Okay, so now...
You're using MySQL, even though it's
this is Oracle.
Yeah, it's Oracle. This is Oracle.
Slightly different.
MySQL is a different database.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
They all, every database up until recent when they got into big data, every database is got SQL in its background. You know, now with big data, there's an alternative if you're really something like Amazon.com or something and you need more power than big data comes along. So now if we try back number three... Okay. Yeah, apparently we can't trust, well, me, you can't trust. The computer was still right.
So then there's only four.
Well, we're going to try it now. Employee number, employee name, job, sal, com, department number, from, employee copy, where department number equals 20, and com is null, or salary is greater than 1500. 6 rows, so you're right. Ta-da! Okay, so now, and 2 of them are duplicates, so there's actually 4 records. So now if I go in and take out the parenthesis, I think I'm supposed to know then. Control O, blank, control X, slash, and we got a bunch more on this one because the commissions, we've got picked up the 30s where the commission was null. And we picked up the department 10s, so we picked up a bunch. Okay. So that's the answer to... Okay, so... There are the answers to 3 and 4. Okay? Okay. The other thing I wanted to do was go back to the conditions one and look at the like down at the bottom because we didn't spend a lot of time on that. And I'm betting, I think I have null in here. Okay, these are the like operator. And so in this case, I'm saying select name, street address, city, contact from donor, where contact is like John, which means I want the first 4 letters to be John, and I don't care what comes after it. The percent means I don't care. I don't care what it is, and I don't care the number of characters. Okay? Now, if I put a percent in front of that instead of behind it, then I means I want John at the end, but I don't care what comes in front. If I put a percent both in front and behind, then I am saying that I want John to be somewhere in the data, but I don't care where it is. I just want it to be somewhere. Okay, so it can be Sam Johnson, and John is in Johnson, so it will be fine. Okay, so that is how I can use the like. And the like is very handy, especially when you don't know exactly how to spell something. And you can put it in and, you know, get close with the spelling. Down here we have the underscore. And the underscore is for 1 character. And I put it at the beginning, but it could have been other places. Again, if you have a spelling, I'm not sure whether there should be an O here or a U, so you can put an underscore. And then it will pick up either the O or the U. So I'm saying here I want something and then an A. So I want A to be the second character. I don't care what the first character is. And after the A, there can be anything, and I don't care what it is. My only criteria here is that A be the second character. And I have the A there. If I wanted A to be the third character, I could use two underscores and then have the A, and then A would be the third character. Okay? And again, the major way that this is used lots of times is if you're not sure about spelling of something, or that a name can be spelled two different ways, and you want to catch the spelling. Okay? So those are the two that we really kind of didn't look at last Thursday, so I wanted to go over those. Okay. Now I'm going to go and look at maintenance. And so we're going to look at more on maintaining an SQL table.
The data manipulation language contains commands that allow you to manipulate,
and they are the data itself. So if you make a mistake in the data itself, some of those commands will help you out. We've already done the insert. The update changes the data, and the delete gets rid of a row. Okay? So if you need to be able to maintain a table, you need to be able to add records, change records, delete records. And those three give you the ability to add records, change records, and delete records. Okay? So if you come down here, I put in create table maintain, and I created a table. And then I did a DESC, which describes the table. Then I use the insert to put records into the table. Okay, now if I only want to put data in certain fields, okay, notice the difference here between these two. Okay, here I did insert into maintain, and then I have values. But I have values for every single field, okay? If I'm not going to put in a value for a particular field, then I have to tell it what fields I'm using. So here I said I want to put in something with an ID number, an item name, and a department. But I'm not going to put anything in the price or the purchased. And so I put them in, and I said insert, dump truck, etc., and it fills in just those three fields. So if I have data, but I don't have data to put in all the fields, then I can do it this way. Okay? I can just list the fields that I want to put the data into, and the data will go into just those fields, and the others will be left null, basically. With an update, I can say update, and I decided that I wanted to set the price equal to 15 for the record with an ID number of 234. Okay? So I put that in, and I added in a price. Okay, so I added in the price of 15. And here I said, set the price and set purchase for ID number 234. If you don't put the where clause in there on an update, it will do it for every single record. So the where clause is super important, because otherwise, if I had done that first one and said, just set price equal to 15, semicolon, then everything in my store would now have a price of $15. Okay? So it's super important that you put the where clause in to specify what record or records you want to change.
So if I had something like a major out there and they were changing the major NT and they wanted to change it to NI, then I could say make the change to everything where it is already, where the major is NT. And it would change just those records. But you want to be careful that you specify what records you want to change when you're doing the update. And you can change multiple fields, as I did when I said set price and purchased. So I can set multiple fields. Okay, and then the delete lets me delete. So I'm saying delete from maintain, where our item number is 235, and I just got rid of that record. Okay, so I'm deleting from maintain a particular record. And again, the where clause is important, or you're going to wipe out all your records. Okay, so stop and look when you're doing these, and make sure you have the where clause in there specifying the records you want to do. Okay, this changes data. So these three commands change your data. There is also an alter command that can change the structure of the table. Okay, so if you decide you want to add a field to the table, or you want to change the size of a field in the table, you had it as 5 characters, now you want it to be 6 characters. Or you want to get rid of a field. The alter lets you work on maintaining the structure of the table. Okay, so I did an add cost, and I added a field called cost. So I said alter the table maintain, add a field called cost. So maintenance is two things. It affects data, and it affects structure. And there are different commands for data and different commands for structure. The structure has to be done with the alter. Okay? And there's a whole lot of them. I didn't pick them all, and in fact, in the homework assignment I'm going to give you, I ask you to go look up a few other versions of alter, because there's a whole load of clauses you can put on alter. So this is, I wanted to alter the name and make it 12 characters. Up above, I have the name at 10 characters, and now I want to alter it and make it 12 characters. And so I modify it and make it 12. If I try to modify it and make it smaller than the data is that's in it, it will get upset with you and won't let you do that. Because you don't want to mess up the data. And Oracle is very conscious of that. And so if I tried to make it so small that the data that's currently there would be lost, it will object to that. Okay? So that's the alter command, and as I said, there's a whole lot of clauses on it. And we've looked at two of them, the add and the modify, and I'm going to have you look up a few others in the assignment that I'm going to give you for this week. Okay. So, Thursday we will look at functions. So there's a group of function handouts that we're going to look at, and we'll look at those on Thursday. So, we're done. And we all will remember the null has to be tested with an is and not an equal sign. Hopefully. Okay, we're done.
Are we sending that assignment? Do you want that in? No?
I want you to send it because I want to check it off that you did it.
pgrocer@rcn.com.
pgrocer@rcn.com. Yeah, because mainly, and I'm going to put these up on the website, but mainly I want the people at home to do it too. So this is a check-off assignment. And since I don't know whether you're an in-class student or an at-home student, You have to send me. Yeah, I'm not totally talking about right now.
Okay.
Okay.